T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WTIC. If I were to call for him, would he be here? Would by magic David Lightman appear, even on a holiday?
July 3rd.
David, how are you?
Fine. Just making me get up so early on a holiday.
Would you really have been up?
Yes, I would have been up.
Oh, I don't want you to know. By the way, you can read all the work that comes out of the D.C. Bureau for McClatchy. Just go to McClatchy, D.C., and be sure you accept cookies. I just did that.
Oh.
Well, that helps.
Yeah, no, it does. Helps us. So.
Well, that's what I want to do, you know, because I like you guys.
Well,
you know this.
You.
Well, you know, actually, we like you.
Well, you know, we are bankrupt, and the new buyer is supposed to be announced at the end of the month. So, who knows? We may all be working for the same people. So.
Oh, God, no. Well, where do we start today? There are a lot of people in D.C. who are a little nervous, I suppose.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Pick your topic. Let's start with the economy.
Let's go there.
Yeah, it's interesting. Congress was in this week. In fact, they were there right on through yesterday afternoon, and you know, we were asking all week, where's the next stimulus? Why aren't you talking about it? Why isn't there
right.
a negotiation? And you got the same answer over and over from the Republican leadership in the Senate, and that is
yeah.
we have to wait and see how things are. And, of course, our comeback is check it out. You know, doesn't take
yeah.
a genius to see where things are. They are adamant that they are not going to do anything. Now, the Senate left yesterday afternoon. They won't be back till July 20th.
Right.
So, you know, people who, for example, are getting the extra $600 a week in unemployment, which
yeah, what happens to that?
Well, probably ends, but again, no decision.
Hey, David, let me ask you this. Of course, yesterday the employment numbers came out.
Right.
And it was, you know, like 4 million jobs.
Right.
But does that change this at all?
You know, it's going to depend a lot on what people hear back home. Like I say, the Senate's gone till the 20th. The House is actually also gone till the 20th. And if they get this barrage of complaints and they get an earful like, hey,
right.
you know, I'm out of work or I'm scared to go out of the House, you would think they'd come back and do something. I mean, whatever we want to snicker at Congress about, they do respond to constituents. So I think something's going to give in those 10 days at the end of July. But in the meantime, again, if I'm somebody who is testing positive for the virus or out of a job,
yeah.
Washington isn't giving you a lot of help right now.
No, I don't want to hear about that, yeah. And, you know, the thing is, a point could be made that the first stimulus package, so does, you know, the basically PPP and some of those, in fact, could have had an effect on the employment numbers.
Oh, yeah, no question. The economists will tell you that that's really propped up the economy, particularly in April and May, less so in June. I think there's this, I'm no economist, but I think there's this big hope that things can go back to normal quickly. We've seen that. We saw that last month, and that's
yeah.
part of the problem now. You know, people just don't believe that this could be this awful. So I think people were called back to work. As you know, people went into the big gatherings and so forth. And
yeah.
here we are. It may as well be March 15th again.
I didn't like March 15th, actually, David. I don't really want to relive that one. In fact, I was on a plane that day, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so that's the reason I'm in lockdown now, handcuffed and, you know, bound and gagged. And some people wish that would happen. Very quick. But, you know, see, here's the deal. With coronavirus and with, you know, the effects of same, it, you know, this is a very, very, very political campaign, is it not? 2020 is the big deal, and the election in November.
Yeah, no, this is it's kind of extraordinary how politicized this has become. I mean, I've been around a long time, and, you know, yeah, the way this country reacts to crises, everybody pulls together. I mean, go back to 9/11, go back to the energy crisis of the 70s. I mean, there are disputes over, you know, do you fund wind and solar and all that? But by and large, you know, people said, geez, we have to do something about the oil supply or the prices. Or
yeah.
And now, as you know, it's, well, if you wear a mask, you know, you're a libertarian and your government's not going to tell you what to do. And look, back to the economics situation.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, again, the big argument about this extra unemployment benefits is, well, why are we paying people more to stay home than get if they went to work? And that's an interesting debate, and maybe they did give too much. But this is extraordinary. This is not just people sitting home because they don't want to work.
This is survival stuff.
Yeah, they're frightened, and legitimately so, to go out and look for work. That's a whole different problem than we've ever had. But again, it's so political now. Here's another one that Governor Lamont can appreciate. Where's the aid to state governments? I mean,
we are in a hole big time.
Oh, every state is in a hole, huge hole, and that's having a direct effect on constituents. Again, nothing. Check back July 20th. Meanwhile, the fiscal years for most of these states began, what, July 1st? So,
hey, yeah, David, I mean, the one thing is, you know, and I think some of the points for, like, Illinois, to a degree Connecticut and other states who have underfunded their pensions, their state employee pensions, a lot of people say, no, you can't use that to bail those out. You know, if you want to use it to help your citizens, that's good. But you can't use it for that. That's your mistake. What do you think? Will that be part of the fight?
Oh, yeah, it is the fight. I mean, there are two flashpoints here. That's one of them, although in the first or second, I can't remember, stimulus package where they gave the states money, they specifically said you can't use it for that purpose.
Right.
So, fine. The second flashpoint is liability. Mitch
McConnell. Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, the Senate Republican leader, he will not sign off on anything unless businesses, hospitals, healthcare workers, et cetera, state governments, are not held liable. And that's an interesting debate that we should talk about sometime because, again, if you go, you know, voluntarily, if you go to the grocery store, right, and pick up coronavirus, can you sue the grocery chain?
Oh, it's all, and that's one of the things I think the baseball and the sports are concerned about.
Exactly.
You may not get to go see your beloved Orioles if you wanted to, because of the distancing and all that. And if you pick it up, how can you prove?
Exactly.
Well, in fact, who was it? One team wanted you people, if they were going to show up, can't remember who it was, football. But, you know, you have to sign a waiver.
Yeah, the NFL, right. They wanted to sign waivers. Now,
well, how could you prove this?
Exactly. I mean, that's a big debate, too, that's holding this thing up. And, see, I think in the end being July 31st, you're going to get some kind of legislation with some kind of liability. There'll be some state aid, again, not as much as the Governor Lamonts of the country want. You're going to get something on unemployment. I don't know what. Maybe a bonus if you go back to work or something. But
somebody who talked about that. Somebody did, David. Remember who it was?
The bonus?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Rob Portman from Ohio has been touting that. And actually, I was talking the other day to John Larson about this. And he's thinking of several alternatives. But basically, what it would do is, well, there are several proposals out there. But one of them is if you find a job, they'll give you an extra $450 for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, to tide you over before the first paycheck comes. That's one idea.
Okay.
And there are others. A trigger where you could get the $600 if the unemployment rate stayed at a certain level for X number of months, that sort of thing. So there's all kinds of ideas in the works. Something's going to gel, but unfortunately, it doesn't help you if you're out of work on July 3rd.
No, if you're sitting there, you know, in your house, hoping the lights stay on.
Right.
And there's something to eat.
Right. And Congress says, hey, check back with us July 20th.
Yeah. Just hold on a minute. You'll lose some weight. It'll be great.
Right.
So it's our, you know, special coronavirus diet. But the thing is, you know, the other thing, just onto the presidential race, you know, Joe Biden has been a little bit more visible lately, mostly online. But the fact was, the rumor that the big thing is still, isn't it, who's he going to pick for his running mate?
Oh, yeah. I spent the other half of the week writing a long piece about Kamala Harris and her relationship with the police, which has been all over. She was the top.
I read that, yeah.
Yeah, oh, my God. So, and now Karen Bass, chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, congresswoman from Los Angeles, there, she's all of a sudden leaped into prominence.
Well, here's a weird thing that I read this morning. Apparently, National Public Radio is reporting that, hey, they're thinking about Elizabeth Warren. I can't see that.
Well, the thing is, she'll fire up the left. She'll motivate the left to get out and work hard for Biden. Problem with Warren is, well, start with the fact she's 70 years old.
Right. Okay.
That's number one. Number two, Massachusetts, state you don't need.
She's very polarizing, too.
Right, and there's a lot of pressure on them to pick a woman of color.
David, if you can stand it, please take some time off this weekend, will you?
Oh, I'll try, but I'm like you. I can't get enough.
We got to decompress. No, all of us do. David, thank you very much, buddy.
Pleasure. Have a great holiday.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.